Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, there have been several modern attempts to get God off the hook for our suffering by saying that he's not really in control or that his sovereignty is limited. Why do you reject that?
I reject it because the Bible doesn't teach it. In fact, it teaches the opposite. It teaches that not a bird falls to the ground apart from our Father's will. It teaches that the king's heart is like a river in the hands of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wills. It teaches that Joseph, when he was sold into Egypt and finally turns around and his brothers are found to be guilty, God says, "You meant it for evil, but I meant it for good." I reject it because the book of Proverbs says the dice or the die is cast in the lap, and every decision is from the Lord. A man designs his way, but the Lord directs his steps, and on and on and on. In other words, the Bible teaches that God is sovereign, that he rules over all things. Now, there are emotional reasons for it as well. If I rejected the sovereignty of God over all things, including my will and my life, I would lose the very God, the very power that stands behind all the promises that make my life livable in pain. So when you surrender the sovereignty of God in order to get him off the hook of calamity, you also lose him at the point where you need power to endure the calamity and see all the calamity turn for good. And if God has to be rejected here, he's going to be rejected here, and then what have I got except godless calamity? And if that's what people want to choose, they can make that existential decision, but it would be unbiblical, and I think it would be folly for life.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.